The Elite Eight in college basketball have now decided in the men's NCAA playoffs. Last night, Texas, Michigan State, Oklahoma, and Syracuse all advanced to join Kentucky, Arizona, Kansas, and Marquette on the road to the Final Four. On the women's side, Tennessee plays Penn State today. Colorado plays Villanova. Connecticut against Boston College, and Notre Dame against Purdue. Ron Rappaport joins us from Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Two sets of Wildcats look awfully good, don't they, on the men's side? Kentucky and Arizona.
Yeah. You know, Kentucky is a team I've got my eye on since the tournament began, Scott. I think Tubby Smith is just a great coach. I got a little nervous when Keith Bogans, their top scorer, sprained an ankle Thursday. So they'll be watching him against Marquette today. Let me tell you a little bit about Arizona. Those are those other Wildcats. Mm-hmm. I was out in Tucson last week when the pairings were announced, and you never heard such screaming about being put in a regional with so many tough teams. Well, so far they've beaten mighty Vermont, barely survived against Gonzaga, crushed an overmatched Notre Dame. They've played well, Scott, but it'll be interesting to see when they finally do play a really good team, which is Kansas today.
And the women's side. I seem to be asked this every year, but are UConn and Tennessee a foregone conclusion?
Well, not exactly foregone, although I'll tell you what, if that's what it comes down to in the final, I think it'll be a game worth sitting down and watching. Connecticut seems to have gotten over the end of its 70-game winning streak with big wins over Boston University and TCU. But I really think that Tennessee is playing just terrifically well in the tournament. So if it comes down to those two, I don't think anybody will complain except the fans of the teams they beat.
Mm-hmm. Ron, did you notice, we have to say this in all fairness, because speaking as a couple of people who have followed, I must say, every wrinkle in Michael Jordan's face, much less his career for the past few years, Michael Jordan was playing his last game, one assumes, unless he comes out of retirement again, against Kobe Bryant at the Los Angeles Lakers last night. Kobe Bryant poured in 55 points.
Well, do you think that Kobe was trying to make a statement? You know, people are starting to say that Kobe is the next Michael, or that maybe he might even be better. Somebody is saying that he's done more at his age than Michael did. Now, of course, Michael went to college and Kobe didn't. But, boy, if he wasn't trying to make a statement, he certainly did do so, no question about it. And you can only applaud. Kobe Bryant is just having a sensational season. What's interesting is that he may not take the Lakers to the finals. He may have his best season, and the Lakers may, you know, not win a championship for the first time in a number of years.
Okay. Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Our Ron Rappaport, here's our sports commentator on Weekend Edition, also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.